Yeah, okay. Maybe we need a 10 o'clock meeting.
All right. So stomp to say last night we were discussing in the Hilchos Kibud Av Va'Em about that if a parent tells you to be over on Issa, you don't listen to the parent because the parent has to be Mechabed Hashem. Mamish, right after the shiur, somebody texted me a strange Shiloh. She has a friend, a sister who's celiac or some sort of thing. And the mother, by mistake, put in a celiac sensitive food into an ingredient into the food. And the mother tells the sister, "Don't tell your sister who has the celiac that I put it in there, because then she won't eat, and then she'll be starving, and, da, 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 and don't worry about it. I'm sure nothing will happen." So La'achar HaMaisa, the girl wants to know whether, and she listened to her mother. She wants to know if she did an iser, because maybe the mother was wrong by not telling the sibling. All right. Needless to say, I wasn't sure exactly what to answer. I was very happy that it happened it already happened, so I didn't have to give a psak on that. Anyway, Hilchos Kibud Av Va'Em, Sif Yud Tes. Chayav l'mechaved eishes aviv. You're mechuyev to be mechaved the father.
What simon is this? I'm sorry.
Simin Kuf Mem Gimel.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry, Kuf Mem Gimel Ois Yud Tes.
Okay, thank you.
Right? So a person's mechayev to be mechaved his father's wife. Alpha pishein ima. Let's say the father got remarried. Calls man she'aviv kayim, as long as his father's still alive. Right? Then once his father dies, then he doesn't have to be mechaved. Same thing, the mother's husband. And it's a proper thing to do to be mechaved them even after the death. A person is chayiv to have kavod for his older brother, right? Bein shehu achim min ha'av, bein min ha'im, whether it's a half brother from the mother or whether it's half brother from the sister. But there's machloikas about this. Some say that it only applies to the oldest brother, not to any of the other brothers. Right? Fine.
To the oldest or any older?
Oldest. That's the machlokes. The kitzur is clearly holding it's anybody older.
Even if the oldest brother is not the Bechor?
That's what it seems like. That's what the Lashon is and the Paiskim. Yeah. And this one bothers most many people. You chayav to be mechabed your in-laws. Right? Now that means covered like you have to be mechabed anybody who's older or talmid chacham. It does not mean on the level of parents. He was mechabed to Shaul, who was his father-in-law, right? Koru Avi, he called him his father. Avi gam re'e. So you see from here as a raya that you're supposed to call your in-laws, dad, mom, tati, mommy, abba, ima, whatever it is. Aviv, you're also chayv to have respect for a gran, the father's father. Now, the mother's parents is a difference, not as chomer. Aviv, but the kavod of your father is greater than the kavod of the grandfather. Right? Meaning, if the father needs something and the grandfather needs something, you go with the father first. Right? It's very negaya to my kids, right? If I ask my kid, because they live next door to my mother, so if I ask them for something, then they say, "Oh, no, Bubby needs me." So now, who are they supposed to listen to, right? So I also have to listen to my mother. So that, right? I also have that thing. Like yesterday, I was learning here, and then my mother came home with packages from the grocery store, so. She called my kids to bring it in. Now, l'chayra, I have more of a chiyuv than my kids. Right? But my kids have a chiyuv to be mechabed me. So I don't know. We got all these shaylas over here. Fine. Chof Aleph. Mishu writes of emes l'chabed es ava esim. Somebody who really wants to be mechabed his parents. Yasek b'toyra b'masim toivim. That's the main way to do it. To be Isaac and Torah, my son, Torah, and Shizel, a covered a godal of a shaman, a brius, Ashri, love a, the aim, the godam, vain, because praise is the parents, that have a child like this. But if the ben doesn't go in the proper way, then the parents should be angry at him. And he is embarrassing them with no bigger embarrassment. Let's say a father wants to have pity on his children. He should be Isaac and Maisim Tovim. And then Shemayim will be happy and Brias will be happy. And his kids will have covered that way. But let's say the father's not going Derech HaYosha. Then his kids are also going to be bad. And the avir of the fathers, kids die. Kidusiv, paikein avoid avoyz abonim. Pein azor is gedolim izoyz. And there's no bigger cruelty than this. Shu goyim bechatov sheimusu bonim. Because kids die because of the chatam of their fathers. There's no bigger cruelty than a father doing avirus, which will then cause his kids to die. Vein lucha merachim abonim yosim and atzadik. There's no bigger merachim on his kids than a tzaddik. He's chusay yomim la'elef dor, because a tzaddik's chusim go for 1,000 years. Here's where you get into this whole thing that the kids get upset at the parents, they're doing too much chesed, they're not involved with the kids, blah, 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 blah. Obviously, each situation is a different situation, but ultimately, the kids are saying that they will have a lot of schusim based on the parents. Ger also, lil gakal of a guy, right? When a ger is Megayer, so his father's not his father anymore, but he's not allowed to curse him. Velo yevazeh, and he's not allowed to embarrass him. Because then the goyim are going to say, look at our son, he became a ger, and now he downgraded in his respect for his parents. He has to be noy with them a little bit of covered. All right, so I mean you can't just blow them off basically. Fine. Hilchos kibud rabbi bezalkin v'tamar chacham v'koyin simin kuf mem dalid uboy tes seifim. You have to be mechaber your Rebbe more than your father, because the father takes care of your worldly needs, and the Rebbe brings you to Chayel Maba. Right? Ksiv, the pasuk says, "Beis mitaseva talking about the bnei zaken." You have to get up in front of an elderly person, and you have to give hider to the face of the Zaken. Zaken zeo perushe Talmud Chacham. Zaken means even though Zaken means a Talmud Chacham, Gemay Shenemar, Osvili Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael, gather me 70 men from Zikne Yisrael, Vasam Vade Bechachmatal Yemilsa, and there for sure it's talking about Chachamim, Kidusiv Asher Yadati Kim Zikne Yom Veshaitro, that they're the Zakenim and the Shaitrim, they're the watchers. Lachain Mitzvah say, Lachim Re Talmud Chacham, Muflug Batoira. It's a mitzvah saseh to stand up for Talmud Chacham, who's a muflug b'Torah. Now, how do you define that? That means that he knows more Torah than the average people. Right? Meaning, the Ramah basically says, if you don't know as much as the person who walks by, then you have to stand up. Afilu ain't a zaken b'shanim, even if he's not officially a zaken in years, ve'ain a rabbin is not his rabbi. Chay mitzvah lokum apnei seva. This is a mitzvah that a lot of people are not makbid on. You have to get up in front of somebody who's old. Tahinu ben shivim shana, 70 years old. Afilu hu amaretz, even if he's amaretz, right? Uvachik lo yeh rasha, as long as he's not a rasha. Afilu zaken goy, even an old zaken that's a goy. Mahadren nice b'dvarim, a nice and yod. The Samcha, you speak respectfully, and you give him a hand to help him out. So, I mean, comes out that you have to, when you see somebody, you'd be surprised how many people are 70. You have to stand up for them. There's really no heter not to. Question is, how high do you have to stand up, etc.? But you do have to stand up.
Even if you're learning?
As far as I know, even if you're learning. I don't think there's a patur if you're learning. But I don't know. I don't remember. I don't think there's a patur. What do I want to think? Yeah, I was once in Florida for Shabbos in Tower 41. I went down Bismarck to try and learn a little bit. Every 5 seconds, I had to stand up, so I just left. Right. I'm sure the Yetzirah also getting me to leave. Fine. Give us shlosha shoyim ha'alchem b'derech. Three that are walking on the way. Harav ve'emtza, the rav is in the middle. Shnayim la'acharav, two behind them. V'chol echem b'tzad atzmi l'tzadin. And each one of them should sort of make themselves go towards the sides. Right? That's the way of kavod. Hagadol li'yamin, the bigger one to the right. V'katan, the small. That's the way you're supposed to walk with the rabbi. Dalit, avoid God to levaza tamid lecham or listen to us, and it's a big avera to be mevaza tamid lecham or to hate them. Lo yichori Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was not destroyed at Shabizu but tamid lecham until they embarrassed, because they embarrassed tamid lecham. Shenemar, for you malivim malachay lekim helekim ubayzim devarav mistasim benaviyov, and they were making fun of the malachim of Hashem, putting down his words. And they were laughing at his nevius. They were embarrassing those that learn that or teach his words. Right, if with your laws it's going to be discussed. Those that teach the laws it's going to be discussed. And if you don't have a chelik l'olam haba. Also, l'shamish b'mishu shayna halachas, and you are not allowed to use anybody who teaches halacha, and you cannot take favors from somebody who teaches halacha. Right? Okay. Fine. Hey, tamid chacham sheyesh l'schar l'mikor. Tamid chacham who has money, who has merchandise to sell. Ein manichim l'shum adam l'mikor b'yos l'schar. Nobody's allowed to sell the same product. Ad. Sheyimkar hu tchila eshaloi. First, he let the Talmud Chacham sell his. V'davka b'dalek ha'akav d'mezavni. But that's only when there's no goyim selling the same product. Aval ii ka'akav d'mezavni. But if there's goyim that sell it, loy, then there's no there. You don't have to leave it for the Chacham to less lay revachal the Talmud Chacham, because he's not gaining anything. Because he has to. Yeah, anyways, he has to deal with the goyim. We're not going to make other yidden lose out just because we want this yid to sell, the chacham to sell. Meaning, if there's nobody else in town, no other guy selling, so then you give it to the Talmud Chacham out covered, even though others may lose some money. But if there's already a guy competing, so then you do. Because, anyways, he has to hack. Fine. If somebody is muchsuk, that he is a gadol adar. Right? He knows how they call handle. He knows how to give and take. Right? And he knows most of the places in the Shas and the Paiskim. Right? And his Torah is his work. Even if he does work a little bit on the side. He does a little business. He's working a little bit, but just enough to make ends meet, not because he wants to become wealthy. Anytime he's not working, he's learning. Then he's potter from all the taxes in the town. That's even if he's wealthy. Even the tax that's put onto every individual, the Pnei Ha'ir are mechuyev to pay. On his behalf, and it's all dependent on the people that are in charge of the city. Zion, Talmud Chacham, and Mazal Zub Mitzvah Zayim B'Yerushimayim Hariu Kakal Shebetzibur. If he's a Talmud Chacham and he doesn't keep the mitzvahs properly, he's like one of the light people of the Tzibur. Ches Koyin Yisrael Shem Shem B'Chachma. Koyin Yisrael that have the same Chachma. Now, I don't know exactly who tests them. Mitzvah to say, Minatorah la'akdem is the kohen. The mitzvah to say is to give to the kohen first. That's covered for the kohen. Shenemar v'kidashtoi. You have to you make him holy. V'doshu rabbi senozal l'chol dover shebekedusha. Anything that's shebekedusha, kohen goes first. Kloimar v'chol dover sheyira gadol. Whatever can make the kohen look bigger. Humakodosh liyos rishon. The Kriya Satari goes first. The Kriya Satari is Rishon Medaber Mechol Kibbutz Om, and to be the first person to speak when they gather the Daber Lidrash Tchila to speak into Darshan first. When they're sitting down, Yidaber Barosh, he speaks first. Chem Besuda, who kaidem levarach Hamayitzi Berach Samazon, he goes to Hamayitzi Berach Samazon. That's where you get Rishus HaKehanim if the kohen doesn't bench. Pleitin loy mana yafa betchila l'chala mesubin. You serve him first with a nice portion for anybody else. Elim Kain, yesh Yisrael gadol mimenu b'chachma. Unless there's a Yisrael that's a bigger talmid chacham than the kohen, azay yitnu l'chacham mana yafa betchila. Then you give the chacham. First, he gets the nicer portion. But when a kohen is a partner with a yisrael, and it's I'd be pretty stupid to go into a partnership with a kohen if every time you have to split something, you got to give the better portion to the kohen. That's not derech kavod that he should take the nicer piece. Anybody who puts his eyes in the chelak hayafin will not see a siman racha lo'olam. Hamakom shein kayin, whenever there's no kayin, toiv lahakdam al levi liyisrael b'chol elu, then you should give a levi before that and before the yisrael, and heim shavim b'chachma, if they're both equal in chachma. Okay, we will stop there. Everybody should have a fine night.